anybody else that you can remember at the station sticks out in your mind?
Well, just Mr. King and his family. Basically,
Sid King, okay.
Sid King, yeah, real nice guy, very businessman. He wanted a tight ship. Us guys were there for the fun, you know. I don't know about the other guys, but I listened to Coma Radio, and I wanted that fun part, you know, along with all the rest of it. But Sid King was just very down to business, but I liked him a lot. He knew what he was doing, and his wife would come down occasionally. She was a nice lady and everything, but it was a nice close-knit family we had there at KD Radio. Judy was a secretary there.
Judy later became Judy Lewis.
Yes, and she was a doll. Boy, I'll tell you, she just took care of us guys, you know, when we needed to be on the air, when we needed copy done, and whatever we needed. Boy, I'll tell you, she was there to make sure that everything runs smoothly.
Final impressions of KD. What made KD KD? Why is it that 50 years from now we are still talking about KD Radio? What was it that you guys and gals were doing that made everybody so happy to hear about everything that was going on?
I think the guys that I talked about are certainly the ones that I worked with. We had kind of a bond that said, let's give the kids out there what really they're looking for, our listeners, not just kids, but the listeners. But it mainly entailed, you know, the kids that were growing up in that day where rock was just starting to come up and really get popular and everything. Even more than that would be like Bill Sims, who kind of managed the place, and even the Prathers, that kind of said, you know what, as long as we're profitable, as long as we're doing what we're supposed to be done and we're popular, you guys just kind of handle it. So it was a hands-off type thing where we could have fun and do things. The public responded. And I think that's what made KD great, because we had K2 competition out there that did news and more serious stuff. And we had KVOC that was kind of middle of the road doing different things. But KD was just kind of a spotlight out there that was different. They responded to it. It's just marvelous to know that when I seen that top 40 radio stations and then honorable mention number one happened to be little KD in Casper, I thought, wow, you know what? Pat on our backs, all of us, and the management and everything, to get that kind of recognition. Because I went to San Francisco after coming out to California. Matter of fact, I went directly from Denver to San Francisco. I happened to stay in a hotel business that I'd left Denver from. I'm sitting in a little restaurant, and some guy down at the end of the counter down there said, hey, I know you, like that. And now there's probably 15 guys in between us. And because I was sitting at the counter, I'd been working at the hotel. And he said, is your name Big Daddy Jody? And I go, how did you know that? And he said, because I used to listen to you, and I remember seeing you, you know. And then the gal that I told you about, her name was Jody, that was my little fan-based type gal in high school. She ended up going to L.A. She seen me on the internet, seen Jody Linneman there. And so she emailed me and said, are you the Jody that worked KD Radio back 45 years ago? And I go, yes, I am. You know, so we got a little conversation going on the email deal.
I had a thought. Were you at KD when CBS came along?
Yes, that's exactly when I left. It was right after that.
I heard that there was almost a revolt when Pat Meenan wanted to bring the network. It was after the John Kennedy
assassination,
and all of that. So talk a little bit about that. I heard that there were some people that didn't want to give up that time, and they liked what they were doing.
And I was the rebel. I was the rebel that screamed the loudest because of what we had going there, and it was working so well that I said, number one, I never have cared for change. Even today, I don't like change. I get comfortable, and especially if it works. And I've run businesses now and everything, and if, as the old saying go, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. Well, we were under that mindset, and especially me, and I revolted, and that's when they said, listen, it's going to be this way or the highway, and I said, I'll take the highway. And basically, that's when I left, is when the CBS thing came on. Although it worked for them, and they did well with it, it just wasn't for me. I just said, no, I want to stick with the old stuff. But yeah, it's, change, but I didn't care for it.
Final comments?
Final comments.
What haven't I asked you that I should?
No, you're great, Dave. You've done a marvelous job over the years. And unfortunately, now that I'm in my 70s, I probably don't remember as clear as I really, really should. Although there are things that come back that I just bring tear to my eyes, actually, because it was wonderful. Casper was wonderful. And by the way, I was born in Casper, raised in Douglas, and then went back to Casper. My dad first started his business in Casper, and when I was born there at the house down by the Riverside Park down there.
Riverside Trailer Park?
Yeah. Now, just down from that to where the houses begin there, the little white house. Okay, that's where I was born. And not in a hospital, but right there. But I remember Casper as being down to earth, you know, down home people that cared. And I've always missed that, but it was warm. Katy was a great place to work. It was fun. We just did a lot of great things and had no idea that you would come along later and bring all of these memories back. And certainly looking at some of the blogs that I've seen about what you did the last time, people love that. And they remember good memories. And even Jody Hawkins is her last name now. Jody tells me, oh my gosh, I have so good and many memories. And she spreads that to everybody she meets. So it was quite a thing. Part of history that I'm glad I was a part of.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. It was really, really a pleasure having you come here.
Well, you have got a beautiful home.
Thank you.
And we won't tell anybody where it is. But, all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.